have the character.
Yeah.
All right, then, let's go. We got
most weekends you can watch pro football on ESPN, the cable TV sports network. This fall, the same network also shows players on a fictional football team. The show is called Playmakers.
But look, I'm paid to be physical. To hit guys, to be hit by them, it's what I do. And sometimes, the way I am on the field, it bleeds into the way I am off it. It's like that with lots of guys.
Much of the action in Playmakers takes place off the field. An older player is accused of spousal abuse and tries to explain why he hit his wife during an argument. A running back gets all the breaks because he's a star, and everybody covers up his drug addiction. A muscular Christian athlete wrestles with a secret that he's gay. Those brief descriptions make them sound like caricatures, but the actors and the screenwriter give them much more depth than that. Writer John Eisendrath came to this subject after working on popular shows like Beverly Hills 90210 and Alias.
I really wanted to do a show about men and about guys and the relationship that the men have with each other, with their parents, with their children, with their spouses. I am interested in the sport. I respect and admire the sport, but I'm more interested in the men who play it.
The National Football League has denounced this series. Commissioner Paul Tagliabue called it a gross mischaracterization of our sport. Though the show enjoys high ratings, some sports columnists have criticized it, which clearly frustrates John Eisendrath.
This is a drama. It has to be dramatic. If they wanted to... I think sometimes they don't understand that, you know, yes, I could do a show that is a reality show about the NFL or about football, and let me tell you, a day in the life of a football player, 9 days out of 10, would be so boring that you will never, as a viewer, sit through the 42 minutes and 30 seconds of it that you would want to sit through if it was a fictional, dramatic show. It is a fictional drama. We need to have things happen. It's just a fictional drama.
You've been listening to the radio? The way they talk, you'd think we had a team of criminals.
People are entitled to their opinion.
Barely finished hammering us about the nightclub incident with DH, and now this. And they've subpoenaed the cheerleader.
Yeah, with all due respect, what happened with DH? Man died.
The team's got to take a stand.
You just heard the fictional team owner talking to actor Russell Hornsby, who plays an aging running back. And by aging, we mean 30 years old. That running back, Leon Taylor, is the one we heard earlier explaining why he hit his wife. Before putting on the pads for this program, Russell Hornsby studied acting at Oxford, and he's one of several veteran actors in a highly skilled cast.
This is one of my, you know, my dream roles, to be able to play a football player.
When you guys are shooting the scenes actually on the field, I wonder, do you guys actually hit each other? Do you go at it full force?
No, we don't. We have our body doubles who actually do that, and they actually do a great job. To be honest with you, I was not inclined at all to even want to get in there and hit or be hit. You know, I think Jason Matthew Smith, who plays Eric Olchick, the last episode we just shot, he got a chance to get in there and make a couple hits. And he was regretting the fact that he did, because he was extremely sore the next day and could barely walk, you know. But he had been wanting to hit all season.
This is an actor who plays a big lineman. I mean, a big, tough guy.
Oh,
is he a
big,
linebacker?
Tough guy. Oh, yeah. And that's why he wanted to hit. He wanted to really feel what it was like. And he got a chance to, and he felt it. What the fan does not see is what happens in the locker room, you know. Seeing, you know, what happens after the game is over, what happens before the game starts, what actually goes down at halftime, and what happens once that player leaves the stadium and goes home. And I think that's what we're giving the fan, and what they don't see on a daily basis. I think they see the sensationalized version of it, you know, a player being dragged in out of a courtroom or a police car. But we're giving the audience the other side, maybe a more sensitive side to the player, a more realistic side.
Although I've got to say, what maybe you give the audience in this case is the player who doesn't end up in the police car, who talks his way out of a jam after getting stoned. I mean, people do a lot of terrible things in this series and just barely manage to get away with them because they're football players.
You know, that's part of the game.
This league's like life. When you're a playmaker, the rules don't apply.
Mr. Harris, you're free to go.
But this is a speeding ticket. Now, because you're only going 45, you're eligible for traffic school, which you can take online. Any questions?
No, sir. Thank you, sir. No questions.
You have a nice car.
The characters may face real problems that real people in the NFL have faced, but one thing that does happen on this show is that you have a limited number of black characters, and a lot of them seem to have a lot of what you might call stereotypical problems.
You know, on a certain level, you know, that could be true. You know, I mean, seeing you know, DH, you know, constantly snorting cocaine and, you know, doing drugs, and why does the only black male who is married, you know, have to be a wife beater, you know? But as a collaborative effort, it is our job to bring as much dignity to those moments as we possibly can.
Can you think of an occasion where you or somebody else has had to go to John Eisendreth, the writer, and said, look, John, I'm sure you didn't mean it, but if we do the scene this way, it's really kind of racist?
Well, you know what? There was one instance where, you know, D.H. is with his boys, and they're at his house.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they were, you know, D.H. is, you know, putting some, you know, I think he just finished using, you know, some drugs or whatnot. Well, I said to John, you know, prior to that, you know, I said, you know, we need to, these three characters, his friends, they need a voice, you know, they need some type of voice. They can't be three men just sitting on a log playing Sega all day, you know.
Getting high along with them or whatever.
Exactly. And, you know, so, you know, he was open to that, you know. I said, you know, if there's three men, you know, if there's three friends, they have three distinct voices. There's three different characteristics of them all. And so you have the, you know, the voice of reason, you have the hustler, and then you may very well may have, you know, the sort of the innocent, just kind of passerby, you know, the leech, if you will.
So you have a variety of black characters as a result of that.
Exactly.
I'm sure there are a lot of people watching this program who would say that they would never watch a soap opera, but let's face it, that's what it is.
It is. It is a soap opera, you know, and that's why people enjoy it.
Like sand through the hourglass. So is my short football career.
Oh, easy come, easy go.
Most sports programs, or sports movies especially, the climax of the show is, you know, did they win the Super Bowl? Did they win the World Series? Did Gus the kicking mule kick the winning field goal? The end of this season, does it revolve around winning or losing a game, or is it about something else entirely?
At the end of the day, it's about something else. But, you know, there are game elements that will be involved, but at the end of the day, it will be about something else.
It's about the characters.
Indeed.
And their lives.
Indeed. And their lives, you know. Unlike Sansa the Hourglass, right?
Actor Russell Hornsby hasn't heard if his fictional team will come back for a second season. Aware of the high ratings, but also facing criticism from the National Football League, ESPN has yet to announce if it will bring back Playmakers next year.